Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning. I'm Chris Seaton's top local story. Gunfire erupting at a big party held in a mansion on Mulholland Drive in Beverly Crest. This is in the overnight hours, leaving one woman dead, two others hurt. The party, taking place despite health department prohibitions against large gatherings during this pandemic.
About 1:15, West LA officers received a shooting in progress radio call back at this location. When they arrived, they found three victims down, two females and one male, down at the driveway in front of this residence.
And that's Lieutenant Chris Ramirez of the LAPD. He says it's not clear yet what led up to the shooting.
We don't have a motive at this time, but we are treating it as a gang-related homicide. That's correct.
He says he hopes people will come forward with more information. Right now, they're looking for surveillance video and social media posts as they try to track down those involved. Private gatherings outside of our homes are not allowed in Los Angeles, but they continue to happen. One local doctor is again calling on elected officials to step up. KNX 1070's Vicki Moore with that part of our coverage.
Yeah, we've heard LA's Mayor Eric Garcetti say it many times at his briefings. These kinds of house parties, these gatherings with people outside our homes, they're just not allowed. He's threatened more closures if people don't follow the rules. But there's no enforcement. USC Dr. David Agus, one of the nation's leading physicians, tells KNX that these are places where the virus is spread.
You're going to get virus spread, which means they're going to go out in the community, hug their grandma or their next door neighbor, and we're going to get continued suffering in Los Angeles.
Dr. Agus blames a lack of political will to change this behavior.
It's just unacceptable. We have to get our political leadership to step up and do what they perceive as the unpopular thing, and actually enforce rules.
Now, in Los Angeles, there is also a rule that we have to wear masks. But the mayor has so far refused to support a motion to attach a fine to the rule, saying it wouldn't be fair to people suffering through the economic shutdown. But the more people don't wear masks, the longer we may be shut down. Chris, back to you.
The LA School Board today hearing from the superintendent on the distance learning plan that was worked out with teachers. But many parents still furious about the process that led up to the agreement and are dreading what's to come. Jenny Hans is with the parents' advocacy group called Speak Up. She says parents are a key part of the success of this plan, and they've been shut out.
There wasn't any room for the public to weigh in on this agreement. Parents were not included. The public was not included. This was an undemocratic process negotiated behind closed doors, and parents and the public were kept completely in the dark.
With about 2 weeks to go before the start of the school year, many parents say they still don't understand what their children's school day will look like or how to help them succeed. State Attorney General Javier Becerra, leading a bipartisan group that wants to increase the availability of the coronavirus drug remdesivir, they're asking the Department of Health and Human Services to license the drug to other manufacturers with the goal of making it more available to the public. It's allowed if the feds determine the current patent owner charges too much or fails to reasonably consider the health and safety of consumers. A 5-day course of remdesivir costs about $3,000, actually more than $3,000. This pandemic could keep renters from coming to Southern California. That could drive down prices for landlords.
One real estate expert says for people who own real estate, Southern California will always be desirable in large part because of sunshine. But for landlords, he says the pandemic spells trouble.
The folks that are a little more permanent here, they are looking at alternative areas to live in because you can work anywhere in the world now. You don't have to work from an office.
Brett Parson with Compass Real Estate tells KNX a lot of people who might have been considering moving to Los Angeles might be putting those plans on hold.
The sector that does not own a home is not doing nearly as well.
He didn't put an exact number on it, but did say rental prices in Los Angeles and the OC will drop, and it's because of the pandemic. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The Los Angeles man is due in court today, later this morning, where he's expected to plead not guilty to fraudulently obtaining at least $8.5 million in coronavirus relief funds and gambling some of it away in Las Vegas. Federal prosecutors have charged Andrew Marnell with bank fraud, accusing him of submitting fake and altered documents to apply for the Paycheck Protection Program. He then allegedly moved the money into a brokerage account where he made risky stock market bets, also spent hundreds of thousands of dollars at a Vegas casino. Flags at the state capitol flying at half-staff today in honor of the 8 Marines and 1 Navy sailor who died during a military training exercise last week near San Clemente Island. In a statement, Governor Newsom called their deaths a painful reminder of the sacrifice made by members of the armed forces. The 9 soldiers were killed when their amphibious assault vehicle started taking on water for unknown reasons. 7 members of the Camp Pendleton-based crew survived the accident. 5 have already returned to their units.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.